Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Yod Aleph, and we are starting about the third line with the words of Chacham Omrim and the Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's on Ches Amud Aleph, about two thirds of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we conclude with an answer to a question. The question was that there seems to be a stira in Shitas Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, and clarified by Brisa that we brought. We discussed Meisa and Chalita. Chalita is flour poured onto hot water, and we know the din of Tata Gavar, the bottom overpowers the top, and that means that the flour is considered cooked by the water, and nonetheless Beis Shammai holds as chayv and chala, whereas Beis Shammai was also quoted saying the me'isa, which is when hot water is poured onto flour, and that means the flour is not fully cooked, Beis Shammai patras it from chala, and that doesn't make sense. It seems contradictory. And our first answer was that really it's two talmidim in the name of Beis Shammai. The one talmid holds Beis Shammai patras in both cases, and the other talmid holds that Beis Shammai is mechayv in both cases, and that's why it seems contradictory, but it's really not. However, here we have a different answer. Chama and the Chama say like it rizeh, like it rizeh. It's not like either of these. Ela hanefe betanur chayev beilfas begdeira pater. It depends what's done with this dough. The beginning of this dough started out more or less the same. We had flour, which was boiled by hot water. Either the hot water was poured onto it, or the flour was poured onto the hot water, and then it was made into a dough. The question is, what's done with it afterwards? If this dough is now put into an oven and baked like normal, so then it's chayv and challah. But if it was fried in a pan or cooked in a pot afterwards, so then it's pater, because that's not normal bread. And ezu chalad barer, what's a case of chalad that's most definitely, according to everybody, pater from challah, even though it was baked in an oven afterwards? And Rabbi Zairi answers, kol she'ur mahalach tachtov, that's if there's fire going underneath it, meaning when the flour is being poured on the hot water, or the hot water is being poured on the flour, the first stage of this dough, there's a flame underneath this mixture, so that's considered like boiling it or frying it, and then even if afterwards it's stuck into an oven, it's still pater from challah, because this is not considered like a regular dough. Now Rabbi Yesi, he argues, afilu ho'ur mahalach tachtov, even if there's a fire going underneath it, mikivan shu asala, so I say batzek, chayv b'challah, since he's going to end up making it into normal dough, meaning into normal bread, baking it in an oven, it's chayv in challah. On to another din, kamach kali shasai batzek, chayv b'challah. Flour from toasted grain that was turned into dough is chayv in challah. The fellow had grain which was toasted in an oven, which we know throughout Gemara, and we've mentioned previously as well, it's edible on its own, it's crunchy and tasty, it's a sweet snack, and he took these toasted kernels and crushed them and ground them into flour and made it into a dough, it's chayv in challah. However, Yossi says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, v'hushafayon, that's only if he actually baked the dough into bread. And the chiddush over here is that even though there's a brisa which states that if one made dough simply to eat as is and not bake, it's chayv in challah, this dough over here is not chayv in challah unless it's baked. What's the difference? Well, that's because with regular dough, the flour isn't edible on its own. And once it's turned into dough, which makes it edible, that's when it's chayv in challah. So even though it wasn't baked yet, it's chayv in challah ready now, because again, that's when it was made edible. But this dough made from toasted grain was really edible before the chiyuv of challah, because as we just said, the grains were toasted, a yummy crunchy snack, which is edible. And therefore, being in the dough stage doesn't really change anything in the edibility of this dough, and therefore it's only chayv in challah if it's baked. Now explaining the last part of the Mishnah, we had said, chalas toider kikei nazir son la'atzmai potter, if he made these chalas toider or kikei nazir for himself, meaning for his own karbanos, they're potter from challah, and why is that? As we had explained in the Mishnah, the chsev, the pasuk tells us, reishis harisei seichem, the first of your doughs, v'lo yishol hektish, and not if the dough is for hektish, and this is for hektish, so it's potter from challah. But limkar b'shuk, if he made these chalas to sell in the marketplace, he's chayiv, and why is that? At the end of the day, he's making these breads to sell to people who need them for their karban toider or karban nazir. So why is that not considered for hektish and not for personal use? And the answer is because loy b'dayte adavar taloi has nothing to do with him. B'das al kuchas adavar taloi. It has to do with other people that are buying it. Shemi yimsa al kuchas v'nitbulu miyad. Maybe he's going to find buyers and it's going to come tevel right away. In other words, even though he made these breads specifically for karban toida or for a nazir, and when he's in the marketplace, that's what he's saying. He's hawking his wares. Hey guys, I got bread over here for your toida or for your nazir. If he can't find anyone to buy them for that purpose, and some fellow comes along and says, look, I don't need it for karban toida or nazir, I just want to bring bread home, of course he would sell it to this guy just to eat his regular bread. That's what we mean. It doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with the lekuchas, the buyers. And the moment the fellow buys it, of course it becomes tevel right away and it has a chiyuv and challah. And that's why originally when he's making them, even though again he's making them just for toider or nazir, still it's chayv and challah, because again he might end up selling them not for that purpose. And moving on to halacha, hey, continuing to discuss this, the Mishnah tells us, nachtem she'asa sa'ar lechalek chayv b'challah. A baker that made a whole bunch of dough, and obviously this was a shear that's chayv and challah, which is 3/4 of a kav of flour. And his intention was to turn it into sa'ar, into sourdough, to break it up into smaller pieces and sell it to random people who want this sourdough that was used as a yeast starter. It's still chayv and challah, even though he's going to eventually break it up into smaller doughs. And also, v'nashim she'nasal nachtem lasus lahem sa'ar, let's say individual women gave small quantities of dough to a baker so that he could turn it into sa'ar, the sourdough yeast starter for them, im ein b'shal achas man kashir, if one of their doughs that they gave to this baker didn't have the shear of challah, patur min hachallah. Mechala. This whole thing is Pater from Mechala, even though the baker is taking all their doughs and squishing them all together into one big thing. Another dinner tree will not clarify now. The Gemara is going to explain it. Isas HaKlavim, dough of or for dogs. This is something the shepherds are going to take out with them. Bizman Sharoim Eichlim Mena. If the shepherds will eat from this, so Chayav is Bechala, such a dough is Chayav and Chala. And not only that, Uma'arvin Ba Mishtatvin Ba. It could be used for an Erev Chatzeres or Shitufe Muvais. Both of these things require food. Usually bread is used, and this is considered bread, so it could be used for Erev Chatzeres or Shitufe Muvais. And Mevarchin Oleha, one would make Hamaitzi on it. And Umazamin Oleha, a zimun of three people can be made after eating this. Vinasa Biyantif, it's allowed to be made on Yantif because it's considered like a regular bread dough. If a person turned this dough into matzah, he would be Yaitzis Chiv of Matzah on Pesach with this. However, if the shepherds do not eat from it, so it's not Chayv and Chalah, it can't be used as one of these Eruvin. One would not make Hamaitzi on it. It cannot be used as Zimun. It can't be made on Yantif because it's not considered like regular food. And if it's turned into matzah, a person cannot be Yaitzis Chiv with it on Pesach. However, the Mishnah concludes, either which way, it doesn't make a difference if it's going to be eaten by the Rayim, the shepherds. It could contract Tumas Eichlin, and that's because it still is edible to some extent. And the Gemara Yudal Noam Beis on top begins with a question. A person smooths out the pile of his friend without his knowledge. We know that a pile of grain, for example, is not Chayv and Meiser until Meiruach, until it gets smoothed out, and Reuven has this pile, and then Shimon comes along and smooths it out without Reuven knowing about it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they both argue about this. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nitbal, it is now Tevel and is Chayv and Meiser because it was smoothed out. It underwent Meiruach. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer, Loi Nitbal, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, it's not Tevel since Shimon did it for Reuven without Reuven's knowledge and permission. It's not Chayv and Meiser. The Master of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, that's the proper Girsa. Rabbi Shimon Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Vataninon, we learned in our Mishnah, also if women gave small doughs to a baker for him to turn it into sourdough for them, im ein b'shal achas man kashir, patura min achala. If one of their individual doughs does not have a shear, it's pata from chala. And the question is, v'ein b'shal kulan kashir, all of them together, combined, don't have a shear? Of course they have a shear. Once the baker takes all their doughs and squishes them into one large dough, 100% it has the shear that would be chayv in chala. But nonetheless, we say that it's pata from chala. It must be, that's because another person is not able to be mechayiv somebody else's thing in chala, that's our Mishnah, or for that matter in Meiser, which is what the Machlokes of Mareach Kerosh HaChaver is all about. And so we have a riot from the Mishnah for Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Shanihi, that case is different. Shekeinu Oisei Isa Almanas L'chalka Batzik P'tura Min HaChala. If a person makes a dough with intention that's going to be broken up into smaller pieces, it's Pata from Chala. And that's what this whole thing is. All these women are giving these small little doughs to the baker, he squishes them all together, and since they're going to end up being broken up into small pieces, given back to these women once again, that's why it's Pata from Chala. But it's not because the baker doesn't have the halachic ability, the halachic koyach, to be mechayev somebody else's dough in chala. So Amar Leish Lakish continue asking Rabbi Yochanan v'tanina, but the Mishnah also says nachtem she'asa sa'ar l'chalak chayev b'chala. If a baker made a very large dough intending to break it up into smaller pieces to be used as sourdough, it's chayev in chala. But Rabbi Yochanan just said if something's going to be broken up into smaller pieces, it's pata from chala. Amar Leish Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish loy tesiveni nachtem. Don't ask me any questions from a baker. Nachtem loy b'datei davar taloi. A baker, his intentions of why he's making it doesn't have to do with why it's chayv and chala. B'das al kuchas adar taloi. It has to do with the people buying it. Shema yimtzal kuchas. Maybe he's going to find kuchas for this dough itself. Vuchas of isa isa isa, and he's going to turn it into a dough. It's very similar to what we learned right before the Mishnah with the chalas toydur kike nazir that has nothing to do with the person himself. You're right. This baker made a very large dough, intending to break it up into smaller pieces and sell them as small pieces of sourdough. But let's say a guy or maybe a group of people come to the bakery and they say, "Hey, you got that dough right there? We want you to turn all of it into bread." Of course, the baker would acquiesce to that and turn all into bread. So even though his das was to break it up, it's not really up to him. It's up to the people that want to buy it, and that's why it's chayv and chala. So no question on me from that part of the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Leis, Reish Lakish continued asking Rabbi Yochanan, Vataninon, we have a Mishnah that says as follows, Chayri hanamalim shalonu b'tzadu arema chayaves, harelu chayavin. A guy had a pile which was chayv. That's an arema chayaves. He had a pile of grain which was chayv in Meiser, and the next morning he comes to the pile and he sees an anthole, that's what chayri hanamalim are, and there's a whole bunch of grain stuffed into the antholes. This grain is chayv in Meiser. That's because we assume that the ants were very busy overnight, stealing grain from the pile, putting it in the holes. And since the pile was chayiv, these grains are chayiv as well. Now, what can we infer from this Mishnah, says Reish Lakish? Ha betzad arema petura, peturin. That's mashma, that if he woke up and found grain stuffed into ant holes, which was next to a pile that was pater from Meiser, that this grain would be pater from Meiser. Now, I ask Rabbi Yochanan, says Reish Lakish, why would they be pater from Meiser? What were the ants doing all night? They were taking individual grains and putting it into their holes. Now, taking individual grains grains from a pile, which is potter, is basically doing meruach. The pile is potter because it didn't have meruach yet, and these ants are doing meruach. And so we see that even though somebody else is doing meruach to this fellow's pile, it's still potter from Iser, and that's just like me, Reish Lakish, not like you, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yonah answers, Amr li Rabbi Yossi, that's a proper girsa. Rabbi Yossi told me that Rabbi Vo said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mishum yeyosh. This is totally different. It's because of yeyosh. Really, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that this grain that was stolen by the ants and put into their ant holes would be chayiv in Meiser, because yes, they were mareach the pile, they made the pile chayiv, and so therefore the grains should be chayiv. The only reason why these particular grains are putter is because he's meyayish of ever getting them back. He knows that usually when ants steal his grain, he's never going to get it back. It happens to be this time he found it. But usually when ants or any other animal for that matter steal his grain, he's not going to get it back, and he's meyayish. And we know that when a person is meyayish, that means he's mafker it, and something that's hefker is putter from Meiser. So there's a totally different reason here why this grain is putter from Meiser. And we have a slightly different answer to this. Tesva on the top, Shmuel bar Abba Amar, he says, Vehin shegeru rosh shibolin, it's actually referring to where they dragged the head of the stalk, meaning it's not like Reish Lakish had understood that these ants were stealing individual kernels of grain, being memareach the pile, and now we can ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. It's really where they were stealing entire stalks of grain, and so they actually were not being memareach the pile, and that's why if he finds full stalks of grain in their holes next to a pile of grain, which is not chayiv, so these stalks are also not chayiv, because there's no meiruach over here. Now we just conclude the sugyo with a question the other way around. Masa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that's Rabbi Girsa. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, but tanin, we have a mission that says, Hegdeshin Achle Nigmru, if a person was makdish his grain before it hit Gemar Malacha, the Gomer na Gizbar, and the Gizbar, the treasure of Hekdesh, he was the one that brought it to the stage of Gemar Malacha, Vachach Bedayon, and then the original owner redeemed it, Peturin et Patra from Meiser. Now here's the question, Hare Gizbar Kacharhu, the Gizbar finishing this up and making the pile already, being Mareachit, is like somebody else doing that. And Va'atamrit Masha Asa Asui, you say that whatever was done, was done. What's the question over here? So Mishnah is telling us very clearly that if a man is makdish a pile of grain that had not yet reached Gemar Malacha, and then reached Gemar Malacha in the Roshos of Hekdesh, and then he redeemed it, it's not Chayiv in Meiser. Why is that? Because when it reached the stage that it's potentially Chayiv in Meiser, the Hainu Gemar Malacha, it was in the Roshos of Hekdesh, and Hekdesh is not Chayiv take off Meiser. So Rabbi Yechon's asking Reish Lakish, according to you, this wouldn't make sense, because the Gizbar, the treasure of Hekdesh, he's like Acher, and somebody else, according to you, does not have the ability to change the status of this pile. So how could you say this pile is Pata for Meiser? It should still be Chayiv, because the Gizbar doesn't have the ability to affect this. So Amar Lei, Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechon, Tifter Kamanda Amar, we could explain this Mishnah is referring to the Fagman Amar, Gizbar Kebailim, that the Gizbar is just like the Bailim, and therefore when the Gizbar, the treasure of Hekdesh, finishes up this pile, bringing it to Gemar Malacha, it's like the owner did it, but since it's in the Rishos of Hekdesh, it's still Pater from Meiser. And it's like Rabbi Yossi, it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Hu Gizbar, Hu Acher, the Gizbar is considered like Acher, and therefore this pile would actually be Chayiv in Meiser once he redeems it from Hekdesh. We're going to stop here for the day and pick it tomorrow, going back to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.